The Purple Project Podcast, once again in the air, or on the air, excuse me, here late in the week. Eddie Greer here for another daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast. For those of you who are just subscribed to the podcast or new to the podcast, of course, this is all about Kansas State Athletics, the Kansas State Wildcats here, fall sports, and we're going to be heavy this weekend in action, obviously. This weekend, big, big games, which include tonight, actually, as I'm recording this podcast on this 23rd of September 2021, K-State in action. It's a whiteout game against Texas, obviously. We will have hopefully full coverage of that tomorrow. So K-State, obviously, 5-4, looking for a big win at home against Texas here in a couple of hours from now. So you're gonna get that as well. And then obviously, we haven't talked volleyball much since we last talked. It's been quite a while. But K-State opens at home against number 10th ranked Baylor at home. Huge game for the volleyball team in this one here on Saturday here in this game here. Obviously, 11 matches of non-conference play in the books. Here, K-State opens its portion of conference play on Saturday at Bramlage against Baylor, who's coming in ranked 10th. And K-State, again, we haven't talked volleyball in quite a while here on the Purple Project Podcast, even I can't say it right. Kansas State volleyball team right now, 9-2 overall here, obviously. And then you got your big hitters, you got your ring league, probably one of your best player, if not the best, in Aaliyah Carter, who was named the MVP of the Omaha Invitational as well. And she was joined by Tiana Adams-Coroni and Mackenzie Morris as well. A Baylor coming in here at 5-3 on, remember, this is on Saturday, part of a big day for K-State. At home, well, K-State football will be on the road in a huge game in primetime. I'm going to get to that in a second, which that's going to carry over a little bit to the weekly edition, which me and Alex will record tonight, and it'll be up tomorrow afternoon around this time after 5:30. I'm also getting ready here tomorrow to call the first district game for Rock Creek as they take on Hiawatha at home at Rock Creek. So like I said, it's been a lot going on, and I'm trying to manage it the best way I can in a good way. But obviously, haven't been doing the dailies that much, and I apologize. But whenever I can, I'm going to try to jump in here and do them. Also, obviously, I'm going to have one up here on the defense here, which I'm going to get to momentarily here in just a second. But Baylor, here to touch on them real quick. 5-3 coming in this game. So interesting that the records here are kind of a little bit on two different scales. K-State 9-2 off that 11 non-con schedule, as I just mentioned. And Baylor has been 5-3. Baylor has been pretty good in volleyball for the last few years. So interesting slate for K-State here as they try to get themselves going here in non-conference play here in the game as I continue to shake my head at other scores. Anyways, back to football here to kind of cap off this back-and-forth daily edition here on the podcast. Joe Klaiman spoke early day for the defensive press conference as obviously K-State has their eyes set on Oklahoma State. A lot more in the weekly edition coming up tomorrow. Got that going on, and also our thoughts on Nevada, and we'll have our reaction of that game as well as K-State enters the fray on the road at Stillwater at 3-0. Oklahoma State has not been impressive, from my opinion. I'm not afraid to roast like one of my co-hosts on the TV crew that I'm part of. I'm not afraid to roast people, and I'm gonna say most of that roasting for the weekly podcast. But obviously, I mentioned in one of the only dailies this week of the entry to Khalid Duke last weekend, out for the rest of the year. And then I've seen a lot of Spencer Trussell this year already. He's going to be obviously playing. Ryan Hennington's made a couple big plays already this year. Wayne Jones, Matt Lack is somebody who got a late sack who made an athletic play on the quarterback, Carson Strong, in that win over Nevada. I'm interested to see with a full preparation of practice how he says he goes on the road and hostile territory coming up, and I expect KCD to hold their own against Oklahoma State. So that's some of the names that was thrown out today for Joe Klineman's defense. Again, a lot more in the weekly edition with me and Alex here when we record it, when we get together record later on tonight. And it'll be, promise you, I will stay up late and get this edited and in the books here so you guys can listen to it over 24 hours away from kickoff here. It's going to be on ESPN+, which I don't like that. These two teams are undefeated. At least this game could be on like ABC or ESPN2. To some extent, more on that, because I don't want to go too far in advance with that. Because you have two teams that are undefeated, and K-State, as much as I don't want them ranked, they're ranked. Well, I mean, I said it last week, K-State won this game against Nevada last week. They had a great, good chance of being ranked, which they are, 25th, exactly up the top 25. So K-State comes in here again. I keep referring back to the Oklahoma State game last year, that K-State should have won that game, and I circled that. Current listeners who have listened to this, to me rant about this game for what, the last few months, and still kind of like the NASCAR analogy that I used with the inaugural roller race with Martin Truex Jr. getting taken out by Jimmy Johnson, his dumb move there. But that's my other podcast. That's a whole other discussion there, because I could get rant happy real quick on that. So Casey had a chance to win this game last year at home and just didn't get it done. They played so well, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And given Oklahoma State struggles, from what I've heard, I have not watched Oklahoma State this year. From what I've heard, they have not been impressive. So, hey, I mean, K-State, last time we were in this position, I mean, they got roasted on with the running game. And so, even with it being close, they held their own, and then they let the running back, Chuba Hubbard, just run all over them in the game. Now it's the big difference in the game. So, hey, if K-State defense can play like they have been playing the first three games, they have a great chance to win this game. Hey, and set the tone. Obviously, Oklahoma next week at the Bell. Yeah, you can't. This is obviously, I mean, we talked about Nevada being on this podcast, being a chance you overlook them to go to Oklahoma State. Nah, not here. Not this weekend. Not on the road in a hostile territory at Stillwater. Another big trouble in the game. You can't do it now. So I'm really, really intrigued. The first true test for the K-State Cats to see what they do against Oklahoma State on Saturday night. Volleyball earlier that day on Saturday, taking on number 10 Baylor. And obviously, hopefully, we'll have reaction. It might be on the weekly podcast here. We'll see what happens with Kate. Obviously, it might, when this comes out, it's going to be a little bit backwards. But K-State, Texas at the Buzer tonight. Whiteout game. K-State looking to really take another step forward in that progress here to make that, continue to make building blocks, as they say, as we keep saying, me and Alex say on the podcast. So a lot to look forward to this weekend. So a lot more coming up, obviously. I will definitely have not gotten the defensive report yet. That's going to be coming out actually tonight. The 23rd, as I'm speaking right now here, as we're closing in on a little bit less than an hour and a half away from kick over at Buzer Family Park. So if you're in the area now, obviously this will be up tomorrow, so it'll be weird, but it'll be past tense when this is up. But we'll see what happens with K-State soccer tonight. Obviously, in final preparations being made by K-State football team, Chris Klein, Joel Klineman, and Courtney Messingham, as they get set to take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Interesting situation, as K-State is ranked, Oklahoma State is not. Put a stamp on it, baby. The Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. You can find it wherever podcasts are found. Really, it's the Purple Project Podcast. You know what to do. Spotify, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, and a couple more sources out there. Again, it's been, the daily has been a little inconsistent here lately, but I'm going to roll with the punches here. I'll do the best that I can here to get you K-State coverage here as it comes along. There's so much going on outside of K-State for me. And a lot going on for K-State Sports. So a lot going on there as well. I'm going to put a pin on it for now. Me and Alex will get together and record our next episode. I think it's episode 65 or 66 of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats! Exciting weekend of K-State action ahead.